Welcome to the Bhakti Conception Series, Session 1 from Bhakti Woman. According to the Vedas, the consciousness of the parents at the time of conception determines the quality of a child. In that sense, it will be really interesting to contrast Diti's union with Kashyapa and Devahuti's union with Kardama. Both these women are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the third canto. And both of these women, they served their husbands very nicely. But Diti was impurely motivated by her desire that her husband immediately impregnate her. Since all her co-wives, who were also her sisters, had already become mothers, she also wished to have a child. She also expressed that a son would bring great pride to her and fame to Kashyapa Muni. Because of her improper attitude, she did not even consider the inauspicious of the time. Kashyapa Muni, also not being strong, succumbed to his own desire to enjoy with his wife. Their improper union resulted in two demons being born to them, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. From this, we understand that it is not just enough to be in the Krishna conscious movement to have Krishna conscious children. Diti and Kashyapa also lived in a hermitage and practiced some form of self-realization process. But since their consciousness was not purified at the time of conception, it resulted in demons being born as their children. A lifetime of austerity as parents. On the other hand, Devahuti served her husband Kardama Muni with a simple heart. When he expressed pleasure with her, she requested a child. Their first union resulted in 9 beautiful daughters. When Kardama Muni was about to leave, Devahuti requested Kardama Muni for a son. She lamented that while serving her husband, she had been unaware of his potency as a great devotee of the Lord. Feeling cheated, she regretted having asked only for children and not for liberation. Kardama Muni's response to her was definitive, that she must engage in devotional service with austerity and sense control, following all religious principles and performance of charity. Devahuti, being very faithful and respectful to the instructions of her husband, worshipped the Supreme Lord. And after many, many years of such worship, their union resulted in her having the Supreme Lord Krishna come as her son, as Kapila Muni. And Kapila Muni instructed his mother Devahuti in the principles of pure devotional service, and thus Devahuti was able to perfect her life and go back to Godhead. So two couples, both living in hermitage, both the women being princesses, but completely different outcomes. One of them had demons as children, and the other one had the Supreme Lord himself as her own son. And what was the deciding factor? The deciding factor was their consciousness at the time of conception. Srila Prabhupada states in his purport to Canto 3, Chapter 23, Text 10, he says, by bodily union of the husband and wife, their qualities are expanded. Children born of good parents are expansions of the parents' personal qualifications. The mental situation at the time of sex life may then be transferred into the womb of the wife, and good children can come out of that pregnancy. So children come not as an accident of passion or a product of family planning, but as an aspect of the same nature in which the parents are already situated. So these stories of these two great couples are there for a reason in Srimad Bhagavatam, to give us an understanding of how important this science of conception is. For us to be able to follow in their footsteps and to have the right attitude during conception, we have to deeply internalize the principles of Krishna consciousness and develop our firm attraction towards the Lord, just like Kardama Muni and Devahuti. They were both spiritually situated in the spiritual energy of the Lord and fully attracted to the Lord and fully committed to their devotional service to the Lord. When such attraction towards the Lord is developed, one sees everything in relationship to Krishna and as an act of service to Him, then the act of conception and bringing a child into this world is not for one's own sense gratification or for one's own prestige, unlike Diti, but it is also seen, just like Devahuti and Kardama Muni, as a service to the Lord. We hope our series in the Bhakti on Bhakti conception is beneficial to you in your Krishna conscious conception and parenting journey. Thank you very much. We at Bhakti Woman wish you the very best in your journey. Hare Krishna.